so far in first week?
It's camp. You know, just coming out here and, you know, starting over and, you know, trying to get better and, you know, get comfortable with the guys around and come together as a unit.
Different what practice schedule. Is there any sort of different vibe? You know, I mean, fewer pads, less hitting?
You know, I mean, it's sort of, you know, the double-edged sword, or, you know, you might have less, you know, two-a-days, but, you know, that one practice you're out here for is, it's a doozy. So, you know, you gotta have your mind right and, you know, be ready to go the whole way through. And it's a long practice, so you gotta be mentally into it.
I know they weren't on the field with you today, but you saw Logan, and obviously Matt was here, he's re-signed. What do you think of those moves? I can guess what you probably think.
I can't stand it. No, I mean, it's, you know, it's great to have those guys back. You know, the type of player that Logan and Matt are, you know, what they've done for this team. And, you know, such good guys, and have them in the locker room and good friends. You know, it's really good to see them coming back.
Yeah, can you just talk about the other side of the line too, Dan and Sebastian?
Well, I mean, those are guys that, you know, really have progressed. You know, Conley's one of those guys that's been in the system and, you know, has really made strides and got a lot of playing time last year and played well for us. And, you know, Seabass is just one of those guys where, you know, he just comes out and works every day. And, you know, with this size and ability, you know, this guy's a limit for him.
Thoughts on Ainsworth? I mean, I don't know if you've gone through the building.
Big boy, you know. You know, I hope he can, you know, come out here and help this football team. You know, he's got tremendous physical skills, and you know, his attitude's been great, and it's been good to have around.
This is your, I think, your ninth training camp.
Yeah.
What's the secret to getting through this? I mean, what's the secret to surviving?
Just put your head down and go. You know, really just do what the coaches ask. Try and do it as hard as you can, and, you know, if you may mess up, you know, learn from it and come back and, you know, do it better at the next play.
From the very limited reps, I think you might have gotten one, maybe two against Albert today. Is there any way that you can compare his style to Beasley's?
You know, I mean, they're both physical guys, you know, big guys in there that, you know, when they get their, you know, get their steam rolling, you know, they can push the pocket and create some havoc. So, you know, big guys take up blockers, you know, obviously, you know, Vince and, you know, Albert can hopefully can do what the coaches ask them to do and, you know, play the defense.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Yep.
Thanks.